In the chaos of a hospital, staff depend on procedure. So most have policies on interactions with law enforcement, like making sure to ask for a warrant or a subpoena. But what happens when an immigration agent asks about a patient?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, we don't have any specific policies, and to my knowledge, there's been no discussion around being kind of safe haven hospital or anything like that.
That's Rachel Labis, spokesperson for Signature Healthcare Hospital in Brockton, Massachusetts.
We're required by law to treat all patients, you know, without regard to their status or immigration status. So that's not something that we've encountered.
With President Trump's new, tougher immigration enforcement actions, many in the healthcare field may be thinking about this question for the first time. Advocates for immigrants' rights say hospitals would be wise to prepare for these encounters.
Once ICE walks in, it's too late to be dealing with this.
Sarang Sekavat is Federal Policy Director for the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition.
It's really important, I think, that, you know, all the staff at hospitals really understand what these policies are and how they should deal with ICE.
As of now, ICE considers hospitals sensitive locations, along with schools and churches. This means agents will often avoid making arrests in these places. But as we've seen recently in Texas, immigration officials are encroaching on these safe places. 10-year-old Rosa Marie Hernandez, who is in the country illegally, was taken into custody after an emergency gallbladder surgery. Customs officials followed her ambulance to the hospital. These so-called sensitive locations are not enshrined in law. They were established in a 2011 Department of Homeland Security memo. And Sekavat, the immigration advocate, says they can be rescinded with a stroke of the president's pen. Joshua Abrams is an attorney for Partners Healthcare, the largest provider in Massachusetts. Like Signature Healthcare, it has no specific sanctuary policy in place. But Abrams says staff can try to remove themselves from the equation to an extent.
We certainly have advised clinicians not to proactively ask about immigration status, not to document it unless it's for some reason necessary for the care being provided.
In other words, if they don't have the information, they can't share it. At Catholic Medical Center in Manchester, one of New Hampshire's largest hospitals, staff likely wouldn't even know a patient's immigration status unless the patient offers it up. Lauren Collins-Klein, a spokesperson for the center, says staff would handle an inquiry from ICE the same way they're trained to handle interactions with local or state police.
The concept of a sanctuary hospital is not something that has been discussed in terms of adjusting policy or forming a new policy. Our first priority, above and beyond everything else, is to ensure patient care.
But some physicians believe part of that patient care centers around making people feel safe. Layla Hagigat, a resident physician at Yale New Haven Hospital in Connecticut, says hospitals should be proactive about establishing sanctuary policies and getting the word out to the community.
It would almost brand the hospital as such so that people could always remember in an emergency situation that there is not a barrier to coming into the hospital, that this is a place that I can go to where I don't need to think about issues of immigration and deportation and that my health care comes first.
Hagigat says it's important to put a policy in writing and advertise it to undocumented immigrants because in the current climate, she says, they may be afraid to leave their house. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Shannon Dooling in Boston.